This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. And Todd in Michigan called in. He had asked to hold through the break. Todd, we have a couple more minutes, and then we've got to get back to Gwyneth's items that she's got for today's class. What else would you like to share with the class?
Sorry, Gwyneth. I'd like to pass along my condolences to David. And as far as being prepared, I now have, because of the show, chickens, tires, repair kits, shooting supplies, freezer, diesel oil, communication supplies, water pumps, books, manuals, car parts, garden supplies. I know how to fill out a census, chain and bar oil, just to name a few.
Wow. Wow. Is this as a result of hearing us discuss these topics in class that encouraged you to do these things?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. And tires, when did you jump on tires? Was that recently or was that for a while?
I started listening to your show right at the beginning of the pandemic, back in January of 2020. So, I jumped on tires then, and I'm still on tires. That's how long it's taken.
Tires are a big deal, and they're very hard to get, and they're going up in price all the time. I'm so impressed. Chickens, you're preparing more tires, repair kits for tires, diesel, communications, water pumps, books, garden supplies. That is wonderful. Gwyneth, any comments? It looks like we have a success here.
I think that, Todd's doing really well. I'm glad that I'm able to help people. And that's my, I've told you, Vincent, a number of times, but I don't know if I've said this publicly, but that's my main motivation for doing these classes, is to help people. And just to help people understand.
Just think if we got double the compensation that we're getting now, just think what that would do, right? what's two times zero, Gwyneth?
Another Gwyneth thing: the onion cuts actually do grow. I've done it.
Yeah.
Is that impressive or what?
You don't just get one onion. You get between 3 and 6 onions.
Yeah, it works.
And they really grow to a full size onion, don't they?
Yep.
Yep.
It's like the one I cut up for dinner.
So, Gwyneth, tell us very quickly, for those who have not been in class for that one about the onions, because we were at the end of the broadcast when you were telling us about that, but tell us quickly how that works.
Okay. When you, for instance, I made a soup tonight, okay, and I got an onion out of the onion box, and I brought it over to my food preparation area. I cut the root end of the onion off and I put it to one side. And tomorrow I will go out in the garden and I will plant it in my onion patch in the garden. And within about a month it will have set roots and it will have sprouted onion tops out of the top of it. and within 6 months, those onion tops, and there should be between 3 and 6 of them, within 6 months, those 3 onion tops should have turned into 3 or 6 full-sized onions. Now, what you can do after about 3 months is you can dig them up and divide them and plant them separately, and that will help them to grow a bigger onion. But they will grow, and it's much, much easier to grow onions that way. And you bury them. Well, we don't really have any really big frosts here. We have a few hard frosts in the middle of the year, but our ground never freezes. So I can bury them about an inch deep in the soil, and it'll be fine. And they do best growing in the winter. But, yeah, I plant them about an inch deep in the soil, and I water them in. And, yeah, they first of all grow roots out the bottom, and then they sprout shoots out the top. And they really do grow onions, and it's so much easier to grow onions that way than trying to get them started from seed, because onions are just really, really... I have not had a lot of success getting onions started from seed. And with carrots, so you cut the top off and plant the top inch of a carrot in the garden, and it will sprout a top, and then it will grow roots, and then it will grow a full-sized carrot root downwards, and within about 3 months you'll have another carrot.
So, does class, it absolutely positively works. It works with onions, it works with carrots, it works with lettuce. It works with lettuce, but you cut that little sliver of brown spot off the, we'll call it the core of your lettuce, and you can start that in water. You have to change the water every day, and after it starts to grow roots, you can plant it in the soil. So it works with lettuce, it works with onions, it works with carrots, but it doesn't work with eggs. So if you want to take eggshells and plant them, it does not work.
That does speed up the process. I did that with the onions.
Yeah, you've got to plant the eggs before they crack. You have to plant them under a brooding chicken, and then after 3 weeks you'll have a baby chick.
That's
where I get my chickens from.
Yeah. So, Todd, did you buy chicks, or did you buy raised chickens, partially raised chickens? What did you do, and what did it cost?
I bought 12 hens, 6 barred rocks, 6 Buff Orpingtons, chicks, and I rescued a Rhode Island Red rooster, so I have 12 hens and a rooster.
So your alarm clock is set every morning for 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. He's out there going right now.
Todd, thank you so much. If you'd like to call in and share any other thoughts you have on Tuesday, you're certainly welcome to call in anytime you'd like.
All right, thank you, Vincent.
Specifically
thank you,
Tuesday with Kyle, it'd be wonderful. If you feel that you've got something that you want to share. Todd, thank you again. That was wonderful.
All right, God bless.
God bless. That's great. Gwyneth, it's so nice to hear a success story. It really is. And, I got to tell you, I wonder... There's so many people who I meet who have maladies in their family. I mean, I'm talking about people who have really serious, serious health issues. For example, let's say the father. And the father is, let's say, in his 70s or 60s. And he's got really serious problems. Let's say cancer. Let's say diabetes. Really, really messed up his life. Or grandma's life, or mom's life. And I say to them, look, I'll tell you what, here's the number. Call in on Monday. Have a written list of the medicines he or she's on, and you'll have as much time as you'd like. Not 7 minutes for a doctor's appointment. You'll have as much time. We have 2 hours. And you can have all of it, or as much of it as you feel necessary, and let's go through and let's get this person fixed. Dr. Shealy is the best of the best of the best. And I can count with no hands how many people have taken me up on it. Now, it's only been a little over 10 years. Other than instructors, other than students in class, no one I've met personally who is not familiar with us on the air until that point has called in and said, I'm really worried about my dad. He's dying. And can you help me, Dr. Shuley? Nobody. And I've got to tell you, if my children had that attitude about me or Mrs. Finelli and just said, you know, listen, I'm not going to call us. I'm too busy. I'm too busy to call in and, you know, ask Dr. Shuley if he has any suggestions to make my dad or my mom's life better, longer, more productive, more enjoyable, less painful. I'd be livid if my child had that attitude. Gwen, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I really like Dr. Shuley. I think that he was sent back to the earth for a purpose to be here at this current era to help all of us, because he's absolutely brilliant. He's a prodigy of medicine, and there's very little that he doesn't know, you know. And it really is quite remarkable. You know, and I feel very honored to have him as a friend. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes. And, class, I demand that our instructors are prepared. And I demand that we have talking points. Okay? Except for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley is a walking encyclopedia. And he and I have worked out for years. I'm talking like 10 years. No talking points. I just ask him whatever I want. And it is very, very, very rare that he has ever said, I don't know. So if you have questions and you'd like them asked and you don't feel comfortable being on air yet, just send them to instructor at USA Prepares and put in the title, Vincent, and then whatever you think the subject should be. But put Vincent in there, please, so I get it. And instructor at usaprepares.com. Instructor at usaprepares.com. usaprepares.com. And ask your question. And I will ask Dr. Shuley for you if you don't feel comfortable yet asking on the air. But I want you to realize that if you're not comfortable and you don't get comfortable, how are you going to be comfortable being part of the resistance? How are you going to be part of the resistance? I'm talking about the protection and the defense of the United States of America. How are you going to be part of it if you're uncomfortable even calling in? Think about that. How about if you go to a meeting, you know, and you're trying to save this country, and you're in a meeting of people that you know who they are, and you're too timid to ask a question? Think about that. If you don't have a set, grow a set. And there's one other comment, Gwyneth. I'd love to hear your response. I know what it is, but I think the class would like to hear it. You know, there are people who go to these protests and rallies, and, you know, they bring their phones with them, and they're wearing their faces, so they're able to be facially recognized. They're able to be identify through their phones. What do you feel about people who go to these protests and these organized protests of trying to, you know, like go to the Capitol, those kinds of protests? What are your thoughts? I'll tell you what.
Okay,
hold that until we come right back. We'll be right back.
Maybe after the break.
10-4.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a quick thought. Now, yesterday I picked up the phone after the broadcast and I called GCN. And I asked to talk to Ted Anderson. He's the CEO. Ted wasn't there. And I just called to say thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be on the air. And I spoke with the number two person there. His name is Adam. And so I talked to Adam and I said, Adam, thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for, you know, having USA Prepares on the air. It's wonderful. And well, I really appreciate it. All of us here do. And he said, and brought a tear to his eye, me doing that, just saying thank you. Can you imagine that? So I got an email from Dr. Shealy during the broadcast yesterday, on Monday. And it was, you know, we were talking about the USA funding the China genocide, the USA / China genocide. And his email was, nobody else would probably have us on the air, just GCN. No one else has the guts, just GCN. I think that's true. Thank you, GCN. Gwyneth, your comments about any of what I just said and or protesting and having a cell phone and wearing your own face.
Yeah, that's a really bad combination. If you are going to, I think the protests are necessary, okay? Any time when a government shuts down the people's right to publicly demonstrate, then that is a real huge red flag of tyranny, okay? People have the right to peacefully protest. That is written into British common law from 1,000 years ago, okay? But the government often doesn't like it, okay? Because they want to have the illusion in their minds that all the slaves are happy. And when the slaves begin to express that they're not happy, then they like to maintain the illusion and so that they will give those slaves a bad time. And if you have your cell phone on you at a protest, you're instantly recognizable of location and number because the telephone companies have a direct line to the police. They all do, okay? And unless you have a burner phone, or even then, if you have a burner phone, that is a phone that does not readily identify you as a person for whatever reason, then they will still be able to attach with the facial recognition cameras your location and with the cell phone, and they will be able to figure out that you're attached to that cell phone, okay? And they can track them. The police, the blue team, or we should start calling them the black team, but it's people might mistake that for a race thing. It's not. We're referring to the colour of the uniform. So I think we'll keep calling them the blue team. They have a computer that shows them the location of all the different cell phone numbers in the immediate vicinity. And I think depending on the computer, it might also show the names attached to those cell phone numbers. Now, to have your face on full display is even worse because these facial recognition cameras, they're called facial recognition cameras for a reason. They recognize your face. And that's a well-known technology. And they can data match your face to, for instance, your driver's license photo, your passport photo, and they know it's you. They know it's you. So if I was going to demonstrate, which I generally don't, okay, then that is probably the one occasion where I would wear some manner of mask. That's probably the one occasion where I would. And then it would not be for any public health reasons. It would be for keeping Gwyneth out of jail reasons. So let's just say I've got in my previous incarnation, I've got a history of wearing masks. So,
all right.
As Lady Catherine Ferrers. But if
hold that thought. We'll be right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petitos' first press conference. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mask mandates in schools. Students from a Washington State high school were removed from their classes for not wearing a mask. These kids are speaking out on Fox News as the kids are being used as pawns in the adults' world. Student Ty Rainwater.
Being used as a pawn, I just feel like being used by the schools, by even the government, to try and make everybody think that they have to wear masks.
Dawson Harding says he was confronted by an adult he's never seen before.
I was walking to class at the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before, and she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class, and so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me, but I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to continue on to class. So if you want me to leave, you're going to have to send the school cop down to get me. The scariest part to me about all this going on isn't even the segregation between the students. It's about the control and the power trips that people in positions of authority are having right now.
Student Clive Pond.
They get their orders from our governor, and our governor is not a medical official. These teachers are not medical officials, and yet they're still giving out medical advice to us as kids when their job is to teach us, and their job is to help us learn and achieve academic success.
Virtually all kids ages 0 to 17 have survived COVID since January of 2020. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, you've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'm going to be talking about, going out and protesting and the risks that you take. And you'll probably find that there's some broadcasters who will say, we need your money. We need your hard-earned money so we can keep, giving you the news and our opinions and things like that. And then they go off and go to these protests, and when they go, they find out their cell phones don't work, and then they find out that, it didn't really go, and find out what happened at the protest, and when they come back to the air, they don't have anything or they don't have much to say. But they used your money to go make that trip and eat and travel and those kinds of things. So keep that in mind. And back in the 1960s, and this all ties to going to a protest. Back in the 1960s, there was this orange disc. It was a parabolic reflector. It was made out of plastic, 18 inches in diameter, and had a tripod. And at the focal point of the parabolic reflector was a microphone. and attached to the microphone on the back of this dish was, through wires, an amplifier, and it powered a headset or an earphone. And it was called the Big Ear. Now, this thing, you could aim it. Like, let's say you're at a pool, but you're outside the pool fence, and there are people who are, you know, talking at the pool. You could aim this thing from 100 feet away and listen to what they were saying. Now, this is in the 1960s, so that's about roughly 60 years ago. And this was a toy. Now, what do you think the government has built for them by private corporations or by people building devices, you know, with unlimited expense accounts to build listening devices? Do you think they've made it smaller? Do you think they've made it into a multi-stage parabolic reflector that looks more like a tube, maybe an inch in diameter, with multiple reflectors in there and very sensitive microphones and noise-canceling designs so that the wind doesn't affect it? Do you think that's possible? Do you think they could listen in to anybody they point this at from a distance? Gwyneth, your thoughts on all of this?
I actually have a headset. Actually, I have two of them. I have one and I have a backup. And it's an earpiece with a microphone attached, and it has a box that sits in your pocket, and the box would be about twice the size of a box of matches. Okay, not a book of matches, a box of matches. And it's powered by, I think, one or two AAA batteries. And if I'm wearing this device, it looks for all the world as if I'm got a MP3 player. But this is a listening device, and it is extremely powerful. It is so powerful that if I have it turned all the way up, it's actually not good for my hearing. So, but if I have this is what's available to the general public. Well, I think I bought it at a surplus store for, like, I think they were selling them for like $10 each at the surplus store, so, or $20 each. So I bought two of them a while back, and I thought, oh, that might be handy. And what I was thinking is maybe I'll be able to use it as a hearing aid at some time, because I am gradually losing my hearing, which is unfortunate. It's a genetic thing. My mother ended up being profoundly deaf. Both of my sisters are profoundly deaf. There's a lot of deafness in the family. And, yeah, unfortunately, I'm losing probably about 1 or 2% of my hearing per year. So, I thought maybe I'll be able to use these things as a hearing aid at some stage, you know. But this is what they have available. And like I say, I was able to pick it up for about, $10 or $20 each. So I bought two of them from the, from a surplus store. These things are out there and they're available, and you don't necessarily know if somebody's wearing one, because it looks for all the world like an MP3 player, but it's not. It's a high-powered amplification device that, you can hear a conversation from 100 feet away with this box sitting in your pocket with just a microphone, not even the big dish anymore. You don't need that. All you need is this little microphone that sits on the headset cable that looks exactly like what you would get if you had a cell phone in your pocket with an earpiece, or if you had an MP3 player in your pocket with an earpiece. Does that make sense?
I just went
That's
to eBay.
That's how far the technology's progressed.
Okay. For less than $50 on eBay, you can buy a device that has a parabolic reflector. It's the updated version, the updated consumer version of this listening device. And they say that it has like a pistol grip and has a plastic parabolic reflector and a microphone. And they say, well, It's called a nuisance neighbor's listening device sound amplifier digital recording. So you can digitally record what you hear with this particular device. And it will operate at 100 meters, which is 328 feet maximum, according to the, you know, the listing information. Now, there's another thing that they've got. And they've got this, it looks like a USB wall charger. So it's one of these little cubes, maybe an inch by an inch by an inch. And you plug it into the wall, and you get it in two different colors, white or black. And it's made in China. And it is a wall charger for your cell phone, USB wall charger. But it also has the feature of audio transmission. So it has a microphone. And it will communicate with your cell phone. So this thing looks like a wall charger. It can listen in to whatever sounds it picks up in the room and then send them through GSM to your cell phone. How about that? Now, what would you do if someone put one of those or gave you one of those and said, hey, listen, this, you know, I know you have a wall charger, but this one's so much better. Try it. Give it a try. What would you do if someone gave that to you or stuck it or just left it, you know, in your house and you said, oh, where'd this come from? I guess, well, let's try it. They look, I don't know where it came from. I guess it's ours. And you use it, and it's actually a bug for your house. What would you do if you found somebody do that to you? I mean, what if it were your friend who did that to you? What if it were your neighbor? I mean, would you go and say, let's go get Lucille and see if she'd like to come with us? I mean, what would you do? This is commonly available technology. They have these recording devices in keychains. They look like keychains. They have them that look like USB thumb drives. They have them that look like just a remote control. They have, I mean, the number of different styles of these things. Some of them are made in Israel. Huh. Then they have some that you can, a little cylinder, like if you were to take a little medicine bottle, not that size, a little wire on it with some earbuds, and you just push it up against the wall. So if you're at a motel and you want to hear what's going on the other side of the wall, you can listen, or you can listen to someone in your house, maybe a guest. Now, they're expensive. With shipping, they're $11.49. Well, or $4.99 with $4.66 shipping. We're talking about less than $10. Okay? They have all kinds of devices like this. So here's what you do. Just go to eBay and type in listen device or listening device on eBay. You'll see them. And why are these things even made? Hey, I mean, there are a lot of parasites out there. There are a lot of perverts out there. But I got to tell you, there would be a lot of noise from whoever left one of those in my house. That person would be making all kinds of noises that person's not used to making if I ever found someone dropping one of those off in my house. No kidding. I would not take that kindly. I'm thinking maybe some screams of pain. I'm just thinking, probably not. That probably never happened, right? Gwyneth, I am outraged at all of these things that are happening. And I'm outraged at all these things that the Chinese have done to us and continue to do to us. Absolutely outraged. These defective products. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about what I found with availability. You won't believe it. But I don't want to take Gwyneth's time. So on next Tuesday, if you'd like to call and talk with me and Kyle about, have you benefited at all from USA Prepares, or should we just hang it up and just go home and I'll go back to farming and Gwyneth can go back to farming. We all just do our own thing and use the time that we have left in our lives to just for ourselves. Should we do that, or are we making a difference? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That's for Tuesday. It's actually for today also. 866-582-9933. Or if you'd like to send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com. instructor@usaprepares.com. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. I would like to go into, what has actually been happening in the UK. Shall I go into that, Vincent? Because I think that is going
absolutely
to be, very useful. The
absolutely,
UK
and
is in a whole
like gasoline, like gasoline and food.
Yeah, gasoline and food, but they have had a portent of doom. Actually, it wasn't meant to be a portent of doom. It was meant to be a portent of hope and courage show up in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the whole of England. And that city is Liverpool, okay? And you probably wouldn't even believe it, but I assure you that it's true. I sent Vincent the film footage, and he can reassure you that it's actually true. You can search it on the internet and find it for yourself. A white stag, as in a white male deer, showed up in the middle of Merseyside, which is pretty well, it's pretty well the middle of Liverpool in England, and just started wandering around the streets. And then some stupid person started chasing it, and it ran. It ran away. And this, somebody else got out their cell phone and began filming it, and somebody else used their cell phone to call up the blue team. And the blue team showed up, spent the afternoon chasing this white stag around, and then as evening was coming,
it's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Beth, you're talking about the white stag and how it was wandering around Liverpool, England, and the blue team came because some morons had their cell phone. Someone called the blue team. What happened to the stag?
The blue team members shot it dead. And that is something that is historically a portent of doom for England. In fact, for all of Britain, the white stag is an extremely sacred creature. For one thing, they are extremely rare, and they might only be seen two or three times in any 50-year period. That means that if you have five reports in one century in the whole country of white stags being seen, that's about how often they might be seen once every 10 or 20 years. Okay? It's they are considered in British mythology to be messengers from the other world, from the world of the little people. And you might scoff at that, but it's nothing to be laughed at. In the traditional British culture, in the rural areas, they still take this sort of thing very, very, very seriously. And this blue team member shot it dead, killed it. That is a portent of doom. And it was taken so seriously in ancient times, if he had shot a white stag, then he would have been dragged before the king and then hung, drawn, and quartered slowly. That's what would have happened before the modern era happened. Now, I don't think that's going to happen today, but I certainly think that he should be arrested and charged with this act of, you know, of some offence or other, and that he should definitely be dishonourably discharged from the blue team. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that he should definitely be dragged before Her Majesty, and that Her Majesty ought to be informed of what this man has done, because Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is well aware of the mythology surrounding the white stag and what happened to the whole nation historically every single time that a white stag has been killed. It has plunged the whole country into the most terrible dark age that you could possibly imagine. Every single time in British history.
Gwyneth, isn't that exactly what's happening right now in Britain?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is 90%, 90, 9 out of 10 gas stations are out of fuel right this minute in England. Isn't that correct?
Yes. And this is exact, and the, you know, if the gas stations have got no fuel, then that means no fuel for the lorries. That means the 18-wheelers. That means no food deliveries to the supermarket. That means no food in people's cupboards. That means that people are hungry. That means that there's going to be a famine.
And you know what the cops are doing? The cops are cutting in line. The lines are miles long. And what are the cops doing? They're literally pushing their way with their self-important feelings and attitudes. They're pushing their way and they're getting at the head of the line. Like, get out of my way. I'm important. It's an outrage. Absolute outrage. Now, ambulances, I think that makes sense. But the police, I don't think so. These are guys with guns that shoot animals dead. That's what they do. They shoot people dead, too.
They didn't just shoot any old animal dead. They shot the most sacred animal in the whole country. It's really difficult to convey through the radio how important this is. The royal family takes this sort of thing really seriously. There's another mythology surrounding animals that I'll go into to give you some example of how the royal family considers these myths, how seriously they take them. They take them really seriously. You know, at London Tower, at the Tower of London, there is a population of ravens, crows, that live at the Tower of London. And there are men who dress in fancy uniforms. It's their job to guard the Tower of London, and they're called beef eaters.
20 seconds.
They're called beef eaters because it's their job to cut up the beef that they eat and feed some of it to the crows. Because there's a legend that says if the crows ever are killed or leave the Tower of London, that the royal family's doomed. They pay men to feed the crows to keep them at the Tower of London so that they don't leave or they don't die, so that they stay there so that the royal family stays alive.
Gwyneth, we're out of time.
Seriously, they take these men.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.